Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night, depending on where you're at. And just hey to the one listener that I know is checking and still seeing if I make these. This is very amateur, very almost therapeutic. That's why I started doing it in the first place. You know, laying things at the foot of the cross is speaking it out. It's talking, getting it out. So it's kind of dual purposed. Today was a pretty decent day. It was tough. I haven't been able to sleep too well. But I got back into this work thing, well, I see, 7 months ago. And you don't realize before God, darkness and light, and how it affects you, because you're not aware, right? You're completely unaware. And so then now that I understand, you know, positive, negative thinking, speaking, talking, you know, complaining, or like the anger, hatred, all this is darkness, you know, and then light. So learning, it's like God's obviously teaching me, if you believe, and I do. So then what can I learn? What are you trying to teach me, God, you know? And so, you know, you definitely learn how this affects you, how other people's complaining and their negativity, how it gets onto you spiritually, into your mind. You're listening and hearing everything that's going on around you. And it's just amazing how lost we really are, you know, because you're aware now, so you can see. And so many people, it's mind-boggling to go to work and see every single person with a frown on their face and nobody smiling. It set me, praise Jesus, thank you, Lord, for what you've done. But again, my journey of understanding has, I've been hit with a little wall that's I've been having to work through, you know, this doubt, this, and it's not doubt. It's not like I know God's real. He's in my mind, all this couldn't happen. There's no way. There's something special about us. But to be real, if Jesus came to heal people, there's tangible healing through the Bible and what it teaches you, and how it actually actually happens automatically as you read the Bible. It's God leads you. The scriptures will produce the freedom, the healing, the transformation, and then you'll start to get the revelations of what happened and understand. And some of these scriptures will open up as you learn and realize what happened. And so when it says death, you know, we'll join him in death and with him in life, Jesus. And it says death has no more hold over him. So you learn. And so now you can intentionally think positive and speak positive. You know, if I say apple again, apple comes to my mind, and everything I know about an apple is connected. Same thing if I said God. But I was just at my neighbor's and noticing how people are like it says to build yourself up, you know, build, encourage, you know, and all that, you know, as you are doing. And so we're supposed to build ourselves up, you know, and think positive about ourselves and all that, but we have to do it with humility. Because otherwise it's ego. So it's a fine line, right? Between knowing you look good and being humble about it and knowing you look good and being an arrogant human being about it, you know? That's going to put people... So it's a fine line that's going to put people off or that's going to attract people. You know, people, the spirit's attracted. God works with the humble, you know. He's in you, the spirit. So our spirit, we're attracted to people that are humble on a spiritual level. and people that are arrogant and prideful, we push away. We're like, who are you? You know, our spirit rejects that. The spirit of the Lord rejects that. And so yeah, you know, listening to him and the way he was talking about himself and seeing the arrogance or the pride in it, you could tell it was like not, you know, oh, I look good, and I look good, shaved, clean, you know, and it's like, you know, it's just, I'm thankful for everything that God has taught me, because now I can start to act better and be a better person and maybe gain some friends and make some positive relationships. You know, this all just happened, and I'm trying to understand it. You know, like, I love God so much, what he was to me and is to me. And the Bible broke my heart a little bit. So I just have to work through that and do some self-discovery. You know, he gives you your identity back. But the self-discovery thing is, you know, you were, for me, I was 5 years old when I was lost. I remember the first thought, nobody ever loved me, my own parents, you know, I mean, 5 years old. And had already at 2 and 3 been ran over by a car and almost drowned, you know, and saved by a little kid. And so, you know, the devil since been trying to take me out for a long time since I was 2, but I'm just thankful. I hope that you're doing well. Whoever you are that's still checking on my podcast, I really am grateful and thankful. I wish I knew who you were and we could be friends, you know? That would be cool. But you have a great night and a great evening to anyone and everyone, whoever may or may not, you know, whoever may listen to this. You guys have a good night. Bye.